We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for a 6:35 first pitch between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Altoona Curve. Start of a six-game homestand for the Squirrels after they finished a five-game road trip. Went 2-3 on that road trip, and now back home with the Diamond. We're joined now in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by reliever Sam Selman. Sam, you're now the only lefty left in this Richmond bullpen. What's that like?
Pretty lonely down there. I got a lot of right-handed friends, so it works out okay. But Abad going up was tough. But no, it's been good. Bullpen's been great. Good camaraderie down there and a great group of guys, so it works out well.
You know, someone once told me that lefties are a little bit weirder than righties, and that came from a lefty. Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a little more funk to us. Use the other side of the brain, I think, more than off. But I think it's more of people just don't see our mechanics too often, and we just throw from the different side of the rubber, and so it's just kind of interesting. But yeah.
Well, whatever funk that you've been throwing has been working pretty well. 13 strikeouts, one walk for you over your four appearances here in Richmond so far. What has been the reason for that success?
I think it's been a lot of just getting ahead early and establishing strike one on guys, and then my slider's been on point, and I've been able to get that in, throw it for strikes and throw it for balls when I want to at the right times. And so it's kind of nice, relaxing. We play here at Richmond Ballpark, where huge outfield and good defense behind me. So it's a little more lenient to let fastballs go over the middle and sliders in the middle of the plate and kind of just pitch through the zone and get outs as quickly as I can.
Chatting here with lefty Sam Selman of the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. When you're warming up in the bullpen and you're throwing a couple sliders to get warm, what do you notice about it that tells you whether or not it's going to be good or a little iffy that day?
Usually kind of the way it's coming out of the hand and kind of looking at the shape of it. If it's popping up early, I'm kind of just casting it in there instead of really throwing it and get out in front and get an extension on it, to where if I'm throwing it really well, and you can tell because I turn around and look at the scoreboard, and I'm not looking at the miles per hour on the fastball. It's more of the slider, because if I'm throwing it about 84, I know I have good bite on it, and I'm throwing it full extension, where if I'm throwing it 81, I'm kind of casting and looping it in there, and that's not what I'm looking for. So it's kind of just a self-check thing to make sure that I'm actually getting extended, like on a fastball, to where I'm out in front and letting it fully release.
After the game, when you kind of go through your appearance and you're looking at all the numbers and data, how much attention do you pay to the spin rate of that slider or your other pitches?
The spin rate is not so much what I look at, and that's a big thing of baseball, a big keyword that's been going around. My spin efficiency has been a big thing that I've been working on. I went up to Driveline for a week this past offseason, and they really worked on that with me, because when I used to throw, I would throw the ball and I would kind of cut the ball a lot. So my spin efficiency, meaning how well the ball rotates and how much carry and ride it has on it, it used to be last season was 73-74%, and I would just throw balls and I wouldn't be able to get through the ball. And now I'm getting up to 90%. So that's the biggest thing I look at, is how well I'm actually getting extension and getting backspin on my fastball.
Let's dive into spin efficiency for a second, because that's probably a term that not many people have heard before. How would you describe that in layman's terms? Is it how tight that spin is on your slider?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of different. So fastball, you want the spin efficiency to be extremely high. And then other things, I mean, if you're throwing a curveball or slider, you want the spin efficiency to be incredibly low. And so it's kind of the yin and the yang of that. So there's two different things on two different pitches to look at. But the fastball being, you want to have, 100%, meaning that the ball is riding and you're getting as much out of the ball and how much ride and carry as you possibly can.
Chatting here with Sam Selman on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. You mentioned that you went up to Driveline this past offseason. You participated in their pro day right before you got signed, so things worked out pretty well. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was interesting. So it was my first year being a free agent, and it all started. I had a buddy, Kyle Zimmer, who was with the Royals, who was up there for 6 months trying to figure some things out injury-wise, coming back from TOS, thoracic outlet syndrome. And he went up there and he said, you got to come check it out. If you come up just for 3 days, if a week, doesn't matter. So I went up there for a week and checked it out. And they really helped me out with some of the new data, the new video stuff and things going on. And so that was big. But then I went up for the pro day at the middle of January. And they had 28 guys that went up there. And they all threw, and I was fortunate enough that a Giant scout was up there, liked what he saw, and now I'm in Richmond. So there you go.
What's it like going from one organization to another?
It's a big change. It's like starting school all over again is the kind of the joke. But, yeah, I was with the Royals for 7 years, so you have the same group of guys. And it's kind of – you have your comfort zone. You go there, you have all your same friends that you live with for the past couple of years, and same setup in spring training and during the season. And the Giants, it's been great. I mean, no problems at all. Easy transition over this organization. Great group of guys. So really enjoyed being here and meeting my new friends, I guess.
Well, Sam, we've enjoyed having you, and we enjoyed watching you pitch too. Thanks very much, and best of luck.
Thanks for having me.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Altoona on Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.